Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. We're also with you every weekday at noon on AM 870 WKAR. Many of us have dealt with or will eventually be dealing with the challenges that come with taking care of an aging parent or a loved one. The play, Assisted Living, opening this weekend in Ann Arbor, tries to look at the ways that complex situation can impact family dynamics. I'm joined now by current state's Jamie Paisley. And Jamie, your specialty is fine arts reporting, but this topic is a pretty heavy one.
Yeah, and welcome back, Mark, by the way.
Thank you.
That subject, ultimately taking responsibility of the person who raised you, is indeed a heavy one. And I'm particularly grateful to Mary Franceschi, who portrays Anne, the central figure and daughter in the play Assisted Living. I thank her for opening up, as you'll hear in a moment, about the significant parallels between this work of fiction and Mary's own real life. As for the director of Assisted Living, Loretta Grimes, well, the realism was similarly the appeal.
I love the story, I guess maybe because I'm a baby boomer and I know so many of my friends who are dealing with aging parents. Not just parents that have, you know, dementia or Alzheimer's, but, you know, parents who, you know, in some capacity are compromised and need assistance. And how, despite of all of that, how much that takes over their lives, they're still trying to find a life of their own. So I was very drawn to that subject in general. And I thought that Deidre handled it very well. I mean, you can see the frustration and the anger, but you can also see the humor in the situation, and I like that very much.
Additionally, the change in the mother's living conditions has an impact on all the characters in Assisted Living, and at various and sometimes unexpected moments throughout the play. She often is a bit like a specter hanging over the performance, and indeed, there is another kind of ghostly presence about that.
The mother is an offstage voice. And as well as the play begins with Anne, Mary's character, is interviewing Liam's character, Levi, as a new healthcare provider. They've been having some issues with the mother's current provider, and she's her name is Wanda. So the mother and Wanda are offstage voices.
And it was two of the cast members that first brought Assisted Living to the attention of director and Redbud Productions co-founder, Loretta Grimes.
I really was attracted to the show. It's just a little gem of a play. It's funny and it's sad and poignant and it's got all the required elements as far as I'm concerned. I was attracted to it actually a couple of years ago. Mary Franceschi and actually the gentleman who plays the home health care provider, Liam, they both did a scene in my acting class, one of the scenes from the play, and I liked it so much that it kind of put it in the back of my mind that at some point I wanted to do that as a play.
When it came to casting the main character of the play, Anne, director Loretta Grimes stuck with the woman that first brought the play to her attention, actress Mary Franceschi.
Mary has the ability to do drama really well, but she also has a really good sense of comedy, and not every actress has that. And Mary feels things. I mean, she's a very strong actress, and she's very good at connecting to emotion, which is really important to me. And also, Mary has lived life. I think it needs to be a woman who's lived life, who's been there, who's, you know, she's walked the walk.
Actually, I am in that situation.
Mary Franceschi.
My mother is older than Anne's mother in the play, and my mother does have dementia, and I was in a situation last summer where I was actually out there just to visit my mom, who had pneumonia, but I ended up, because her dementia was becoming more apparent, I ended up on the floor of her apartment for many weeks. We had to suddenly find care for her. It was very stressful, and I wasn't even working full-time. I mean, Anne's working full-time. She's hiring caretakers. They do have a home, and she's able to manage it financially. We have that additional problem on top of it. It's so expensive to find care and to put people in places. So just the emotional part of dealing with my mom, you know, she'd get up at night. I had to get meds for her so she wouldn't be wandering around. There's mention in the play where Anne has to take care of her mom. She's up for 1 hour, one night. You know, who knows what's going to happen with somebody with dementia. The dementia piece really throws a wrench in it. It's not easy. Ironically enough, I do have a brother who is younger than me, as in this play, who lives closest to my mom. you know, I was trying to find relief at night because I was there all day with my mom and trying to find places for her. And you really, I couldn't get people to even come to stay overnight with her to give me a break. It was very difficult. You sort of see the real what's behind the person in a tough situation. I know you've heard that before, but it really does come out. I have a wonderful sister who she lives on the Cape, which is an hour and a half, and she was still working. So we were between the two of us, we were trying to figure it out. But yeah, it's I can understand that sibling thing where one does as little as they can. Yeah, they just can't come through. They, you know, and it's not that my brother's a bad person. Like Jimmy in the play isn't a bad person. He just can't do it, or he won't follow through. It just doesn't happen.
That's Mary Franceschi, star of Assisted Living, the comedy/drama coming to the Carytown Concert House this weekend in Ann Arbor. And for Mary, she understands the little things that impact her character, Anne.
Her dating situation has been pretty grim. She does make some attempts, but, you know, of course, to date, you got to have people come over and make sure the mom is taken care of, and Jimmy has fallen through on that a few times. And she may pay the caretaker to stay, but it's more money, of course. And another thing I can identify was they live outside of Boston, which is where I grew up. The play takes place there. So that is kind of fun for me to see the little connections between the Boston area. And we aren't going to drop the R's in our speech like all the people from Boston, even though I'm tempted to. But so there's that piece to identify with. But, yeah, so she's been at home and goes out on dates, but nothing's really happened. I imagine she's pretty preoccupied and, you know, probably not the happiest-go-lucky person on these dates. I don't know. But so anyway, she meets Levi, and he's a very good listener, and he's definitely not your typical interview candidate that you might hire right away, but he shows a sensitivity to people's dementia, and she does give him a chance. And I think she finds him attractive, too. There's this little piece that they just kind of are attracted to each other because they're both kind of lonely and they need something else in their life.
For the director, Loretta Grimes, the relationship that develops in the play Assisted Living between Anne and the new caregiver Levi for her mother is at the core of the play.
I think it is central. I was thinking about it. You know, I think that Levi's character is really the catalyst for change in this play. I think everyone changes as a result of him, including himself, which is interesting. I think that he opens a whole new world for Anne. I don't think she's willing. I think she was really kind of stuck in a rut, kind of spinning her wheels. And I think that there's a little romantic interest between the two of them. And I think that there's this sort of awakening of herself. And I also think that Jimmy... I think he sees that he needs to be a more integral part of his family. But I don't think any of that would have occurred without Levi. They're at a crossroads in their life, and I think she can feel that with him, that he needs a chance. He needs a break in life. And so she's the one who gives him that. And so, no, he's not... He is kind of clumsy and awkward, but there's also this real sincerity and charm and honesty about him, which is very appealing.
Anne's brother, Jimmy, also contributes a good bit of the drama part of the comedy drama, which is something that the playwright herself considers very deeply.
Deirdre O'Connor herself said that one of the things that she really is attracted to in life is the complexity of the relationship between siblings. And I think, kind of the identity that you create as a child kind of carries through into adulthood. And so you can see that in this play, and you can see how they're both trying to sort of redefine their roles. And yes, it's a very complex relationship. And again, this one really spoke true to me as well. I think quite often in a family situation, there's always one sibling who sort of rises up and does the work, and the others kind of help out, you know, as much as they can, or some not at all. And in this case, very much, Anne is very much the one who is living with the mother, trying to live her life, going to work, and then Jimmy kind of talks the talk but isn't very good at walking the walk. Anne was really much more the overachiever, the people pleaser, kind of stepped in, kind of took care of things, and she was significantly older than Jimmy, so she was sort of like a surrogate mother, and I think this was a young boy who I think, you know, the father passed away and just kind of got lost in the shuffle. And so he didn't really make good concrete choices in life, and they've come back to bite him. But I think he has tried to redefine himself, And I think they are stuck in that sibling relationship where Anne kind of still sees him as that loser brother and isn't willing to let him get out of that little circle. But I think at the end of the play, you see that there is promise in their relationship, and there is promise in the fact that I think she knows, she even speaks to that in the second to the last scene about, Mom saw that you had so much capability, and I really didn't see that, but she saw it so clearly. And so there is hope, and that's what I liked about the play. It wasn't wrapped up. I don't like plays that are wrapped up in a pretty little bow, but you can see that there's little seeds of promise for this family.
You can go see Assisted Living, written by the Emmy-winning playwright Deirdre O'Connor, this Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Kerrytown Concert House in Ann Arbor. More information at kerrytownconcerthouse.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.